I'd like to turn with you to a very familiar passage in 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. Let's read it all together. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19, which says, "We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." In other words, Satan, the devil. Do we know this? Do we know that Satan is ruling this world? Do we know that Satan is a god of this world? Do we know that Satan is the one who is dealing with this evil present age, who has deceived the whole world, who has held this world captive ever since Adam and Eve? Do we really know that? And if we know that, what's our responsibility, our duty as a church, individually and collectively? Now, Mr. Niehoff did write an editorial this week, My Faithful Witness. And in this editorial, he does talk about what our responsibility is. I'd like to turn with you to a very familiar scripture again, in Isaiah chapter 58. And this is the collective responsibility. We also, as individuals, have, as Mr. Neof points out, an individual responsibility as well. But here's a collective one. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1. But before we read that, let's not forget that we are being told that this gospel of the kingdom of God is going to be proclaimed in all the world as a witness. And then the end of this terrible, evil, rotten world will come. The gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the fact that Jesus Christ will return to rule this earth, replace all human rule. And we can really be thankful for that. But in Isaiah 58 and verse 1, here's something else which we are supposed to do. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. We as a church of God have to do it. Somebody asked me one time, what's your responsibility? What is the reason for your existence? And I explained that reason, and that we have to proclaim the full counsel of God. And then the answer was, yeah, but why do you have to do it? Why can't others do it? And my response was, yeah, but who? Who is out there proclaiming the entire counsel of God, the truth? What sin is, sin being the transgression of God's law, telling us how to love God and how to love neighbor. In our Q&A this time, we are talking about indulgences. Of course, it's already the sixth part. But a lot of other false doctrines are related. And the truth means we love God in the way God tells us to. You see, people have replaced the truth of God with a lie. They've done away with the Sabbath, the annual holy days, and have replaced it with pagan holidays like Christmas, like Easter, like Halloween, thinking that thereby they would worship the true God. And God says, go away from me. I'm not going to accept that kind of worship. You are trying to worship me in a way which the pagans did. I don't accept it. And he also tells us how to love our neighbor, not to lie to our neighbor, for instance. And right now we are feeling so much, and we should be, how much people are being lied to. I mean, I have such a great list. I could not even possibly talk about it in the 2 hours allotted to me today. So much is going on. I'm not just talking about false teachings, religious teachings, like the Trinity and other ridiculous nonsense, as we point out in our Q&A. I'm talking about the truth as a whole. And we know that no lie comes out of the truth. And we know that God is not the author of lies. Satan is the author of lies. And so Satan is bombarding us with lie after lie after lie in just about every field, every aspect. And people, gullible as they are, following. Don't even think that what they are being told by the MMMM may not be correct. MMMM, you probably heard about that, right? It is the mass media mob morons who are telling us all these lies. Let's talk with science. Let's start with that. Science, you hear that all the time. Oh, science is telling us, for instance, you have to do this insofar as the coronavirus is concerned. You cannot do that. Yeah, but what science? Who is deciding what science, what scientists are being listened to, and what other opposing views by scientists are going to be suppressed, are going to be glossed over? Whether it's the MMMM, right? In other words, if you have an opposing viewpoint, you are immediately either told, oh, don't listen to this, or it's ridiculed, or in most cases, it's not even mentioned at all. And then you have the statistics of the increasing numbers of coronavirus victims, right? I mean, you heard this all the time, and right now you hear it all the time. And did you know that there are now decisions, even in this case by the highest court in Portugal, and other data has been published, and we are going to have this in our next update, saying that up to 90%, that is 90% of the tests saying that you are tested positive are probably in error, and in fact, these are negative. 90%. I mean, can you believe the fraud which is being committed insofar as that aspect is concerned? But there's so much more I could talk about. Let's talk about science. Let's talk about the fact that evolution is being taught to our kids in school, and science has proven, right, that evolution is correct. No, science hasn't proven anything of the sort. I mean, the false kind of scientists have. And the whole world has followed them. The concept that you are a product of two gases coming together, several gases coming together in a original soup, and then they decided to some kind of create a cell, and out of that cell developed everything you have today, and you are nothing more than like a walking mollusk. That's what Charles Darwin said. I mean, how ridiculous, how stupid that is. But that is science. These are the kind of scientists telling us about evolution, telling us about the coronavirus, telling us about all this kind of stuff, and you are supposed to believe it. Swallow it down. Don't ask any questions. And dare, how dare you to ask questions? How dare you to publish articles which say, now, wait a minute, that is not quite correct. Those statistics are not quite correct. Who is going to tell you that, for instance, we are telling you that there are many scientists telling you, no, they don't help. But who wants to hear it? Who wants to hear it? I'd like to also talk a little bit about climate change. You know, many years ago, I did speak about climate change, and I have to say and I have to admit that at the time, I just had listened and had watched this movie by Al Gore, and it sounded pretty convincing. I made this comment, and somebody took me to task, somebody who might be listening in, and saying, now, wait a minute, have you really looked into this deeply? Because there's really no proof for that it's man-made climate change. And I have to admit, I began to look into this more deeply. And the more I looked into it more deeply, I found out there are all kinds of statistics which are wrong, which were manufactured by scientists. And then I read about many high-ranking and very influential scientists questioning this with remarkable arguments. Now, I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. All I'm saying is I am getting more and more doubtful about this, more and more doubtful. And also when it comes to the elections, what about that one? When it comes to these current elections, where the MMMM has already declared Mr. Biden as the president-elect. And interestingly enough, all at the same time, they came out on the same day, almost within an hour, whether it was CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, yes, Fox News, they all came out and said, okay, he's the president-elect, which couldn't be anything further from the truth because he isn't. This decision can only be made by the Electoral College, which hasn't been made yet at all. So he is not the president-elect. The only newscast I have seen pointing this out time and time again is Newsmax. Everybody else talks about he is the president-elect, which he is not. It is a lie. And you see, you cannot possibly tell me that those mass media outlets don't know that. They know that, but they are telling you a lie. Why? Well, because they don't like Trump. And so they desperately want Biden to be in charge, not because they want Biden. I think they very well know that this is a catastrophe when he, if he ever should become the president. No, they don't want Trump. That's what they're talking about. And then it comes to the massive fraud. And I believe there are many out there who believe that this election was brought about, or the results which are being published are brought about by fraud, by irregularities, for sure. Now, the mass media knows that. I mean, there's no way that they wouldn't know that. We have numerous articles in our updates talking about the fact that there has been fraud involved. The interesting thing is, when the mass media, the MMMM, talk about it, they would always, if they even talk about it, they would always say, oh, the Trump legal team has been presenting their charges without any evidence, unsubstantiated charges without any proof. You know, lawsuits have been filed. Hundreds of affidavits have been attached to those lawsuits, clearly charging the election with fraud. That is evidence. So how can they say there is no evidence? It's another blatant lie. There's no way that these guys don't know that better. They know it's a lie. But they are presenting it because that's what they want to present. That's what they want you to believe. I found an interesting article this morning about fraud in elections, and this is what this article said. Fraud occurs with every election. Anyone who claims any election contains no fraud lives in a fantasy land or is lying. Voter fraud exists anywhere that votes are cast. Anecdotes of fraud in this election are plentiful. The question is whether or not this sort of thing is widespread enough to change the outcome. In a number of lawsuits, the Trump campaign has suggested that it has been widespread. See, that's a problem. I mean, lawsuits have been filed. Many lawsuits have already been rejected. But to me, those judges which have rejected them were either political or afraid. So this is why this is going up to the United States Supreme Court. There's no doubt about it. The question is the United States Supreme Court going to take the case? The case is, because if they just take the Pennsylvania case, that may not be enough to turn around the numbers. Or are they too timid to even do that? You see, now we saw an interesting development that after a new judge had been appointed to the court, a decision was made now, insofar as New York was concerned, 5-4, that Cuomo overstepped and went about and beyond his rules and his laws and his responsibilities and his legalities, and, you know, when he discriminated against churches. And so the United States Supreme Court said, no, that is wrong, that was unconstitutional, it was illegal, and so that cannot hold. And of course, what was Cuomo's answer? It's irrelevant. I don't care. You know? Talking about hypocrisy, I mean, we have a governor here in this state, absolutely hypocritical conduct. We have the mayor of Denver, absolutely hypocritical conduct. We are talking about Cuomo, absolutely hypocritical conduct. And I could go on and on and on. You know, and you don't hear too much about it by the MMMM, because now they don't want to hear that. Now, if somebody from the Republican side would have done it, I mean, they would not even stop talking about it. That is what the propaganda is all about in this country. It's not just this country. I mean, the world has jumped on this quote-unquote president-elect Biden affair. They have completely, totally now neglected to think about the Hunter Biden affair, which really stinks, but nobody wants to talk about that anymore, right? What would happen if suddenly it should turn around? I mean, there are different ways still that Trump could win. It's not over yet. The famous lady hasn't sung yet, right? There are still possibilities. There are still lawsuits pending. There are also still the possibilities that the Electoral College will make a decision which nobody expects because the electors could be changed. And they are trying to do that in some of those states. Again, I'm not here to tell you how it's going to end. I did that before, and I want to be more careful now, but I'm not here to apologize either because it's not over yet. I heard Professor Dorchevitz yesterday. He was also very strongly talking about originally that Trump would stay in office. And now he was asked about this, and he said, well, I still give it about a 35% that he is still going to stay in office. But I have some personal involvement here because I did make this strong statement. But he said, and I second that, he said, yeah, but I didn't expect this massive fraud through which Biden might become the president. It's interesting, 97% of Republican voters feel that Biden stole the election. So now, with that kind of percentage, do you ever this country? Or is it more like civil unrest, violence, perhaps civil war? We have a standing watch program out there asking you the question, are you prepared for civil war? Because it might very well be coming, no matter what happens. There's going to be one side completely, totally unsatisfied with what is going to happen, especially if the feeling is fraud was involved and it has not been in any way dealt with. Now that brings up the next question. Should President Trump concede? Now the MMMM is pressuring him to concede. In other words, to say, yes, I lost, fair and square, and Mr. Biden, former vice president, is the next president. Now he said, I'm not going to concede, because he feels very strongly that if he wins, that is Biden, because he would win because of fraud. Should he concede from a religious standpoint, from a biblical standpoint? The answer is absolutely no. If he believes that he was cheated out of success, he shouldn't concede. You know, how can you agree with something which you feel to be wrong? I want to give you an example right now. When we were over there in Rapid City for the feast, my wife was stopped by the police, and she, after some discussion, got a ticket because she was charged with not going over, moving over to the other side because the police were standing there on the right side. Well, she couldn't have moved over to the other side because of the traffic, but she did slow down, staying on the right side. Well, the police, sawing us coming, we were all in a bus together, so they ran towards their car to follow us and to stop us because they saw what? California license plate, right? And so the understanding is the people in South Dakota don't like those from California too much. Well, anyhow, Mr. René Messier, who was also in the bus, was as upset as I was, and so he wrote to the governor of South Dakota, explaining the situation, saying, you know, this is just not fair, and can you do something about it? I called the court up, and I said, so what do we do about it? I mean, my wife is innocent, so, you know, we got this ticket over $340 or whatever it was, dollars. I was told, well, you know, there's not much you can do. Either you are going to appear in court personally. I said, well, that's pretty bad because we are here in California. Well, you would have to come down to Rapid City to appear in court on December 6th or whatever it was. Or you have to employ an attorney, and he is going to appear for you. I said, well, that makes it even more costly. So that's really, is there any way I can do this in writing? No, I can't. Is there any, you know, traffic school? No. Okay, so what did we do? So I look at the ticket. She would have to sign a declaration on the ticket that she pleads guilty. I said, there's no way you can do that. So what did we do? Well, I sent a letter, attached Mr. Messier's letter as well, to the court saying, okay, here, we are paying this under protest because you don't give us any other choice, but we are not signing any guilty plea here because she is not guilty. I said, furthermore, it's a traffic trap what you guys have created in order to get against foreigners, I mean those who are not residents of South Dakota. And I also introduced myself as the president of the church, and I said, and of course, all of this makes me think and wonder whether we really want to come back to your place next time for the church convention, because we can spend our money at another place where we are being treated more fairly and more friendly and not in such a very unfriendly way. Now, of course, I don't expect to hear anything, but my point is this. we could not possibly concede, right? We could not possibly plead guilty where we know there is no guilt. I mean, that's why these plea bargainings in court are all wrong, because somebody is accused of something, and so he is pleading guilty to something in his mind he didn't do. That's why President Trump cannot concede. That would be my advice. Don't. Don't ever. Because obviously, if you feel that this was fraud, then you cannot in any way accept it. So that's the point we are trying to make. We in God's church have a duty to speak out for the truth, no matter where it is being suppressed. And so I just gave you a few examples right now. When you go to the update, you find many articles talking about even the possibility of civil war, talking about that in England it happens, civil war happens, when they tried to suppress Christmas. Not that we are here trying to tell you you should keep Christmas, no way, but, you know, they tried to suppress it, and sure enough, it ended in civil war. Now we have all these restrictions when it comes to coronavirus, and it's interesting that many of the politicians who give us the restrictions violate them themselves, but they expect of the people to do it. And so how long will people tolerate that? How long will people accept that? How long will people say, oh yeah, well, this is really something we should be doing, when even scientists are in complete total disagreement as to what's right and what's wrong, or wear masks, no, don't wear masks, you know, or have a lockdown, no, don't have a lockdown. And on it goes. Of course, the MMM tries to suppress all of that. You know, now we have a new vaccine coming, and we are being told, oh, that's perfectly safe. Is it? Is it perfectly safe? You've got to make that decision, whether it's perfectly safe or whether it's not. And if it's not, then what do you do? When it comes to the elections, again, coming back to that, I mean, we have put articles down in our updates, and we did it on purpose, in detail, showing you what the allegations are, showing you what is being alleged as having happened, supported by hundreds of affidavits. Now, you read that, and you conclude, oh, everything was fine. You've got to be out of your mind. I mean, there's no way you can read those articles, and you can read those statements which are being represented to you and say, oh, this was all fine. There was no problem with that, you know, and Mr. Biden is the president-elect and the coming president, all fair and square. The point is, Satan rules this world. The point is, Satan rules this country. The point is, the one who is going to be in charge as the next president is somebody who is supposed to be in charge. We have to see who that is. You know, maybe we haven't quite seen the entire picture yet. Maybe somebody has to come to power first who will see that the country is completely, totally destroyed from the inside. Before then, somebody comes back into power who then will do the rest when it comes to the outside. You know, the temple got to be built. I don't think it's going to be built under a President Biden. So anyway, we'll have to see how it develops. But we have to also look at the prophecies and what is being discussed and what is being described and what we know. So let's not jump to the conclusion and say, oh, well, you know, everything is said and done. There might be still surprises coming. We'll watch and we'll keep you informed as to what's happening. And in the meantime, don't you become a victim of the MMM, but have a mind on your own and look into the facts as they are being presented, not as they are being suppressed, as they're being presented, and then you make a decision, and it better be a decision which is in line with the truth of God.